Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Wednesday, August 31st. Welcome to episode 14 of Thread Snippings. Once again, no audio production because I'm doing this while hand sewing something. Yesterday, I promised that I would tell a story about a cosplay experience that I had, and here it is. In one of my earlier episodes, I mentioned, the earlier Thread Snippings episode that I titled The Art of the Saber, I mentioned that I attended a local convention and had to use a borrowed red lightsaber and have some really awkward conversations. Well, one of those, in which I also got a very nice compliment on my partially finished Jedi costume, was with a local lady named Nikki, who, it turns out, is also a Star Wars costumer, and she liked and was impressed by my costume so much that she asked me if I had any interest in joining a local Star Wars costume group. And so, of course, I said yes, absolutely, right away. So we became Facebook friends, and I got invited to my first event shortly thereafter. The local convention at which all this happened was near the beginning of June, and the next event they were doing was one of our local town's 4th of July parades. So Dragon Cons will be my second parade, of course, so the 4th of July parade was a bit smaller and certainly more local. About the same length, though, I think. In any case, I showed up again, like the Dragon Con parade. The meeting point for our local parade was in the parking lot of a local church, and I got there early, mid to late morning on Monday, July 4th. It was a 4th of July parade. And met up with all the other costumers, including my friend Nikki, several other Jedi, and several different armored troopers of sorts. And yes, we had a Darth Vader. And we're all kind of standing around by our cars in the parking lot, getting our costumes put on and put together. So I look over behind our U-Haul trailer and I'm actually have a moment of when I'm actually afraid and frightened because my brain is going, holy crap, Darth Vader is standing right over there. Yes, despite I knew on an intellectual level that this was really just another cosplayer, just a big giant nerd like me. And yet That didn't mean anything to the fear center of my brain. That, on a deeper and more, I guess you could say, primal or more instinctive level, this was totally real to that more basic part of my brain. All my life I've prided myself on my ability to separate fantasy from reality, this was my very first close-up encounter with a real and pretty much very highly screen-accurate Darth Vader cosplayer, and just being in this guy's presence cut right through that wall between fantasy and reality with a lightsaber. And I was just as afraid as if it really were the real thing. Well, maybe not quite. But I was definitely a little intimidated. So we got to the... So we went through staging, and it was a lot of fun being in the actual parade. Lots and lots of people absolutely packing the parade route in this little town, and guess who got most of the excited shouts? I'll give you a hint. Not me. So when we were almost to the end of the parade route, because he was the one getting all the excited greetings and exclamations from all the kids, funnily enough, I noticed that our Darth Vader cape had come off of his shoulder a little bit, so I kind of wanted to fix it for him, and the following words came into mind and were right on the tip of my tongue, but I was actually still too intimidated to say them. I almost said, "Lord Vader, sir, let me fix your cape for you." Which is hilarious that, again, part of my brain is treating this imaginary, character as if this really were reality. And I'm still kind of scared, and I'd also realized, I never actually got this guy's real name. I guess I didn't make too much of an effort to introduce myself or socialize before the parade started. So I was too scared to do anything, and anyway, I wanted to stay in character since we were still on the parade route, so I just didn't do anything and let it go. I thought that was kind of a funny experience, and it's I'd like to think certainly a testament to how good the cosplayer is, and to what a fun experience. I'm saying interesting a lot. I realize. As I was saying, it's certainly a testament to what a fun and, shall we say, reality-bending, maybe, experience a really good cosplay can be. It, almost literally, brings your favorite character to life. As I just finished relating. Looking forward to seeing some of you at Dragon Con. If all goes well, I'm also going to be in that parade. With the tabards that I am working on sewing together right as we speak. Okay, I think that's enough of me rambling for now. Have a good night. Bye.